When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Nevada, a jury has convicted a former Las Vegas politician of murdering an investigative journalist.
Guilty of first-degree murder.
After deliberating for almost 12 hours, a jury finding Robert Tellis guilty of murdering an investigative journalist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal who wrote articles critical of Tellis's conduct in elected office. The Democratic politician's head hung low, shaking from side to side as a verdict was read. Tellis denied killing the reporter and instead blamed a broad conspiracy of people for framing him. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At least 10 people are dead in the northern West Bank after Israeli military carried out large raids in Palestinian towns, the IDF says to root out terrorism. Extreme heat alerts stretching across the country, some schools without air conditioning having to cancel classes again today. And in Paris, the Paralympic Summer Games begin with opening ceremony, athletes from around the world competing. This is ABC News. In Haiti, the army says it wants new recruits to fight gang violence. And because work is scarce there, thousands of young people are jumping at the chance to become soldiers. About 60% of Haiti's population earns less than $2 a day. A Colorado man is recovering after being stranded by his colleagues during a work retreat.
Let's be honest, isn't there somebody in your office who you'd like to leave behind on a mountain? Rescuers in Chaffee County, Colorado say a group of about 15 workers were on an office retreat while they were doing a mountain climb. One member of the office went off on his own to summit the mountain. The rest of the group went back down and they picked up the trail markers as they went down. The man was stuck, disoriented. He had to spend the night on the mountain in a storm. He fell several times. He had injuries, but he was rescued once he was able to get a 911 call out and is recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
On Wall Street, stocks finishing lower today. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warmer, and a little muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and evening. Some could be strong, highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful weather ahead Friday through Labor Day, with sunshine, highs mainly in the 70s. Good news and good deals can be found at goodnewsminnesota.com. It's 71 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin remains a focus of the presidential campaigns. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is in De Pere this evening. Former President Donald Trump holds a town hall in downtown La Crosse on Thursday. And Democratic VP candidate Tim Walz and spouse Gwen campaign in Milwaukee on Labor Day. New details on harassment of an Amish community. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office says harassment that took place earlier this month included blowing air horns and blowing off fireworks outside Amish homes. 9 students in the school district of Reedsburg involved. It's not clear if all of them were football players, but Reedsburg area high school canceled its first 2 games of the season. Prison time for a Milwaukee man convicted of killing a driver while fleeing police. A judge Tuesday sentencing Robert Jones to 14 years in prison, 8 years probation for the February crash that killed 30-year-old Amari Smith.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed 6, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act, because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, and Abisilo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand, Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The Mondovi City Council is looking at reviewing the ordinance fees and fines for camping at Tourist Park after discovering there are no fines listed in the ordinance. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the city needs to have the legal right to fine those who break ordinance rules.
Like any municipality, there's sometimes we adopt rules and change rules, but we forget to include the punishment or the fee schedule with that. So, you know, we don't like to administer fines and punishments for folks that don't follow the rules, but we also have to have the legal right to do that. So really what we're doing is just incorporating a fee schedule that says, look, if you're out here breaking the rules, you're going to be subject to a fine or forfeiture. So that's really what the purpose was there.
The review was started after some people who were camping down at Tourist Park for over 7 days and not paying the camping fees, both of which violate the city ordinance. A Western Wisconsin airman who was a World War II prisoner of war has been laid to rest in Onalaska. More than 100 people turned out for Sergeant Jack Holfield's funeral earlier this week. He was in the Army Air Corps and was captured in the Philippines in 1942. He died in a Japanese POW camp. His remains were found and identified back in May. He was originally from Trempealeau, but was laid to rest in his family's hometown of Onalaska. Some of those family members said they thought Holfield would never come home. The Boys and Girls Club in Chippewa Falls is officially open. The club cut the ribbon on its newly expanded building yesterday. The new center has bigger rec rooms, a new teen room, and added space for activities. There are also new bathrooms and new elevator. CEO Jeff Jaeger says the new building will help them meet to kids where they're at. The new building has been in the works since last year. Wisconsin's Study Committee on AI is taking a look at healthcare this week. The committee will hear from UW Health, the dean of UW Oshkosh's School of Nursing, and Rogers Behavioral Health at a hearing tomorrow. The study committee is looking at possible regulations for AI. The governor's task force on AI that looked into how artificial intelligence will change the state's workforce, the committee issued a report that didn't have many specifics or suggestions for future state laws. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the purchase of a new copier, a CSM for property on Auth Street, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. A man charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the shooting death of Kyle Dahl in May was in court on Monday. Authorities allege that Todd Geik shot Dahl during a road rage incident on Highway 53 just outside of Ettrick on May 15th. An evidentiary hearing was held in Trempealeau County Court on Monday. Geik's next court date is a status conference on October 16th. Ground has been broken on a new affordable housing complex in Chippewa Falls. Hope Village is planning to build three complexes, offering 6 2- and 3-bedroom units each. The nonprofit is working on plans for 5 duplexes. The more than 25 units would be built throughout the Chippewa Valley, and some would be completed as soon as next April. The $2 million project has been funded through community donations and grants. A former Eau Claire daycare worker who admitted to slamming a baby down by the arm and kicking him in the face will not go to prison. In fact, 32-year-old Mercedes Bergeron can avoid prison altogether as part of a plea deal. She pleaded guilty yesterday to a single count of child abuse, but accepted a deferred prosecution agreement. That means if she doesn't commit any other crimes, the case will be wiped away in 2 years. New details regarding alleged harassment of members of a Wisconsin Amish community by high school students has been released. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, the harassment that took place earlier this month included blowing air horns and shining lights outside of Amish homes, ringing doorbells, and knocking on windows during the night. 9 students in the school district of Reedsburg were involved. It's not clear if all of them were football players, but Reedsburg Area High School canceled its first 2 varsity football games of the season. A statement from the school district said it's disappointed to learn of the allegations and that not all of the players on the team were involved. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs. When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources wants to help develop a new generation of tree care professionals. The agency is offering up to $500,000 to eligible nonprofit and educational groups, local governments, tribal nations, and professional associations. The funding can be used for educational programs and activities to help develop a skilled workforce dedicated to urban and community tree care. Applications for the funding will be accepted until October 8th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Fall's coming. You have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve, so this fall make a plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at FeedingAmerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ellen's confident in Joan's abilities. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Erik Jones has one last chance to make the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, win this Sunday at Darlington Raceway. Luckily, 2 of his 3 Cup victories have come in the Southern 500. Legacy Motor Club crew chief Dave Ellens has full confidence in Jones' ability to do just that.
It's always exciting to go to Darlington with Erik. His talent there is obviously top 5 at least, you know, for sure his best track. He likes the Southern 500 because it's hotter. It gives him an advantage over the other guys. It's a really good feeling to have that talent in your race car, but there comes a lot of pressure at the same time because we know we have to deliver a car that is balanced and has speed that he can go out and win the race.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Kick off fall with Labor Day deals at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on select interior paint via Lowe's gift card rebate for your next paint project. Plus, my Lowe's rewards members save more on select 1.5 pint or 1-quart mums. Get 5 for just $10. Shop these can't-miss deals today before they're gone. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Doug. Customize and save hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. After that, you can also save me, as I'm currently hanging from the edge of a cliff. To recap, number one, customize and save. Number two, time allowing, save me.
Shoulders separating,
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
After setting their 53-man roster yesterday, the Packers made some adjustments today, the biggest of which was releasing kicker Greg Joseph and claiming Tennessee rookie Braden Narveson off of waivers. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Narveson hit 6 of 7 field goals during the preseason, including a 59-yarder. His only miss came from 58. Newly acquired quarterback Malik Willis is practicing with the Packers this afternoon, and the learning is on the fast track as he tries to get ready to be Jordan Love's backup in the opener against the Eagles. Packers practicing this afternoon, then they'll work under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field. Brewers and Giants play Game 2 of their series at AmFam Field tonight. The Giants won the series opener 5-4 last night. Freddie Peralta gets the starting nod for the Crew tonight. The schedule is out for the Hockey Badgers for the upcoming season. Mike Hastings' club will open at home against Lindenwood October 11th and 12th. Then they'll play their Big Ten opener at home the following week against Ohio State. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The first week of football includes a state champ going down, upsets, and big-time performances. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The first week of the high school football season is complete, and it was great to get back to the action. A couple new coaching eras got underway with a bang on Thursday. Chris Graverson earned his first head coaching win at Wanakee as the Warriors shut out La Crosse Central 38-0. After replacing longtime coach Gary Westerman in the offseason, Steven Jorgensen guided Bayport to a 37-28 win over Middleton. In action from Friday, defending Division I state champion Marquette opened this year the same as it did last season, with a loss to Arrowhead, as the Warhawks rolled up more than 500 yards of offense in a 47-28 win. Prescott missed the playoffs last year but began 2024 in impressive fashion, hammering Northwestern 42-8. Several lengthy losing streaks came to an end last week. Barron ended a 19-game skid with a 27-16 win over Cameron. Bigfoot scored its first victory after 17 straight losses, taking down Whitewater 7-6. West Bend West ended a 15-game losing streak in a big way, putting a running clock on Sheboygan South in a 35-0 win. In a Cooley Region rivalry game, West Salem guard Trevor Arendt got to live out every lineman's dream, carrying the ball 14 times for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns when not playing up front, as the Panthers scored a 27-7 win over Onalaska. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Fall hunting seasons are looming, so now is the time to enroll in a hunter education course. I'll tell you how you can do that when we return, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to prepare for Badger State fall hunting seasons by taking a hunter education course. Whether you're looking to learn more about firearm safety or simply want to give hunting a try, the DNR has classes available to help you get started. Anyone born on or after January 1st, 1973 is required to hold a certificate in hunter education to purchase a hunting license. The DNR offers multiple course options and locations so hunters can choose the best format for how and where they'd like to learn. First, there's the traditional course, where hunters attend a multi-day, in-person course to learn hunter responsibility and safety through lectures, demonstrations, and practical exercises. There's also the internet and field day option. Students must enroll in an in-person field day course and then complete the online portion before attending the field day. Finally, there's online only for ages 18 plus. Learn more at the DNR Safety Education webpage. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Safety Education. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to.
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warmer, and a little muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and evening. Some could be strong, highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful weather ahead Friday through Labor Day, with sunshine, highs mainly in the 70s. Good news and good deals can be found at goodnewsminnesota.com. It's 71 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast, of course, from the Nebraska State Fair and the Pinnacle Expo Center, the Pinnacle Bank Expo Center. Make sure you swing on by and say hi to us if you happen to be at the State Fair. Interesting trading sector today, and we got a lot to uncover. And believe it or not, there's some politics that's moved into it, geopolitical, China. Let's talk about a heat spell. And, well, we don't have to really worry about any sort of weather seriousness at this point with our crops. But what about to our neighbors to the south as they get ready to plant? So we got to bring in the expert on all of this, and that's Arlen Suderman with StoneX, because we've got a lot, as I mentioned, to unpack, Arlen. And I wanted to start out because this came from somebody who stopped by here at the Nebraska State Fair and wanted to talk about it from a geopolitical perspective. Israel's forces are conducting that sweeping military operation in the occupied West Bank. He said, well, he expected it to have some sort of crude oil effect, but what about just markets in general? Is there something that they should be, as growers, be worried about?
Yeah, we do live in a big world that impacts the global markets. It makes a big difference. For example, our wheat prices are largely established in the Black Sea. Whatever the Black Sea cash wheat market is doing, that impacts what our wheat markets are doing here. Any fluctuations around that, day to day, week to week, or whatever. But basically, if you have Black Sea prices going up, we'll tend to see our prices go up. If Black Sea prices are going down, our prices go down. And so it is a global market right now. And so the question is, where am I watching? What are the things to watch on a global basis? And I'm watching primarily three things. There's an effect, but there are primarily three big drivers right now. You mentioned the Middle East, and that's primarily an energy factor. If you have things really blow up in the Middle East and become more of a regional war that affects the energy infrastructure, then that's also going to have an impact on those feedstocks that go into the biofuels and be supportive of them. We're already seeing it from a standpoint of cargo ships passing through the Red Sea with the Houthi rebels attacking ships that pass through there. So we're having to lengthen freight lines going around the Horn of Africa, and that means fewer ships available for shipping. It helps elevate the cost of freight. It helps change kind of as business with who, so it does that impact. But it's primarily an energy-driven type of a risk factor. The next would be the Black Sea. So first the Red Sea, the next is the Black Sea. And the concerns are there that the war continues to escalate to the point where it adversely affects commodity trade, because the Black Sea is the world's largest export location of food and energy commodities, wheat and crude oil being the primary factor. But many other commodities come out of that region as well, including fertilizer, including other energy products and food products. So right now, we're pretty much seeing both sides saying hands off on specifically attacking ships. So we're largely seeing commodities continue to move at pre-war levels. The risk of that changing is still well below 50%, it's kind of perceived to be, but keep escalating the war, because neither side is really fighting it to win right now. I know they say they are and everything, but they're kind of showing the restraint, so to speak. And you have China committed to Russia not losing. You have NATO and the United States committed to Ukraine not losing. So, but we keep escalating the war using bigger and bigger weapons, and now Ukraine venturing into Russian territory and hitting targets deep inside of Russia, energy infrastructure, and attack their supply lines inside of Russia. And so the next question is, what will Putin do to get back at Russia? And so at some point, does that escalate to the point they actually start hitting civilian cargoes that are in Black Sea? When the first ship of crude oil or wheat sinks, then that really raises the risks for commodities coming out of the Black Sea. That's another bullish risk right there. The third one would be the South China Sea, specifically Taiwan. And at what point does China make its move on Taiwan? Does it do so before the next presidential administration? Does it wait till after the next presidential administration or in the midst of it? What is the timing of making its move on Taiwan? Whenever that happens, the assumption of the market will be that we will put sanctions on China that will make it difficult for its buyers to buy commodities from the West, and specifically from the United States, and be considered bearish. So there's two bullish things that could happen overnight, and there's one bearish factor that could happen overnight. Which one will happen first? We don't know. Will any of them happen? We don't know. But it could have a huge impact on the commodity markets whenever they do happen.
Well, speaking of impacts on these markets, China saying that they're going to be pulling back on purchases of a variety of different grains because we're cheaper, not only us, but Australia. How do you see that weighing in on this whole geopolitical?
Yeah, the major importers were called into or summoned to come into a meeting in Beijing and told, you're importing too much. And specifically, imports are controlled via quotas for corn and wheat and for rice, but not for grain sorghum and barley. So they were basically told, don't be purchasing any more grain sorghum and barley. They've imported about 14.95 million metric tons of those two commodities so far this year, primarily from the United States and from Australia. They'll be allowed to import what they've already purchased, but beyond that, nothing the rest of the year. And we've already almost reached the level that we imported in the entirety of last year and the year prior to that. So shipments are coming strong, and they're trying to protect domestic prices with a big crop harvest about ready to get started.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more to look at when we get ready for the second half. We'll talk a little bit more about China, but more importantly, we'll take a look at some weather factors as well that are weighing in, not as much for us as much for those to the south of us. More is coming up. The Channel Final Bell from the Nebraska State Fair on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. And we left off kind of talking about China and some readjustments. Now, we did have somebody stopping here to our booth at the Nebraska State Fair that wondered if this was a whole little political marketing game that was going on to change up the pricing, shall we say, to maybe be able to purchase stuff a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's a valid question. But as I look at China and as I study China, not what they say, but what they do, basically what I'm seeing is them becoming more and more protectionist, kind of pulling in the curtain, so to speak, and trying to protect their own. Keep in mind that Xi Jinping has problems at home with their economy. Now, I don't want to give the impression that he's about ready to have massive social unrest because people are too afraid to do that, but it does have to be a concern to him. So he wants to take care of his people, and their farm prices are very low right now. And part of that is because it looks like their fall crops are going to be a bumper crops, just like what ours are here in the United States, big crops. And we've been seeing Chinese imports of grain sorghum and barley, which aren't subject to the same import quotas that corn and wheat and rice are, really be huge this year. Through the first 7 months of the year, we've almost imported a year's worth of relative to the last couple of years of grain sorghum and barley. So Chinese officials called importers in and said enough is enough. The other related question to that is I've had a number of reporters ask me, and China's been picking up their pace of buying soybeans lately. And so they've been saying, are they buying it trying to influence the election? And my answer is no, they're not. And I'm confident of that because they're buying because they always buy this time of year. And in fact, what they're buying is less than they normally buy this time of year. And we're still way behind, I would say about 450 million bushels behind where we need to be for the start of the new marketing year on August 1st in order to be on the seasonal pace to hit USDA's aggressive target for the new marketing year. Why haven't they been buying more? They've been buying Brazilian, which has been cheaper. And only recently have we seen that Brazilian price, because a Brazilian farmer doesn't like low prices, has quit selling. He still has about a fifth of his old crop in the bin and quit selling because he doesn't like prices. We understand that. But that has firmed up basis in Brazil, and now U.S. soybeans are competitive, and that's why China is buying. So Chinese buyers are very price conscious, and because of currency exchange rates, Brazilian soybeans and Argentine soybeans have largely been cheaper than ours until we saw that basis strengthen there in Brazil.
So speaking of Brazil, obviously the weather focus is going to switch from the United States over to South America as they get ready for planting, and you're hearing some issues starting to surface.
Yeah. A couple of things. In the past, most areas were not able to plant soybeans until September 15th, and then it was race, get them in on time so that you can harvest them on time so you can plant the double crop corn, the winter corn crop, and because that has a big impact on corn production. And this year, most areas are allowed to plant as early as September 1. But they don't want to start planting until the dry season ends, until the monsoon rains come. And this does look like a year, once again, when the monsoon rains, which used to come around the middle of September, looks like they're going to be late again. In fact, if you look back at the last decade, they've been late about 90% of the time over the last 10 years. So that's more and more of a trend. They were certainly late last year and then came in below normal once they came. So does that mean a crop failure? No. As I talked to our folks from Brazil, our brokers there and our customers, they're basically anticipating a normal crop at this point. Looks like the monsoon rains are scheduled to come in right now, and these long-range forecasts still have very low confidence, but the best models right now have them coming in sometime in late September or early October. Maybe not being normal levels, but remember, normal rainfall amounts for that area of the world are really relatively high. Not as high as they used to be, but still much higher than what the crop needs. Last year, much of that area in center west Brazil got about 50% of normal rainfall, and they didn't have a bumper crop, but they still had a big crop. And that's basically what's currently expected there now as we look ahead into the approaching growing season.
Which then, of course, gives us another focus for these markets to be looking at.
Yeah, and let's one other thing. We keep hearing from numerous sources Argentina is going to cut back on corn acres anywhere from 17 to 30% and plant more soybeans. So again, that may be supportive for corn down the road, but certainly not for soybeans.
All right, Arlen, best way for folks to get a hold of you?
StoneX.com, over on X, formerly Twitter. My handle is Arlen, A-R-L-A-N-F-F-101.
And that has been today's Channel Final Bell, brought to you here at the Nebraska State Fair. The Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agent's working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTX. Many landowners in the Midwest were watching the South Dakota Supreme Court last week as they weighed claims for and against the use of eminent domain by Summit Carbon Solutions, a company hoping to put in a CO2 pipeline. The court ruled against the company, and I'll have the details after this.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
The South Dakota Supreme Court's ruling last week represents a major setback for Summit Carbon Solutions, the company behind a proposed massive carbon capture pipeline project. The court reversed earlier decisions that had granted Summit the right to use eminent domain, a legal tool that allows private companies to acquire land for public use to conduct surveys on landowners' properties. This decision comes as a victory for the South Dakota residents who had sued to prevent the company from accessing their land without consent. At the heart of the court's decision is the classification of carbon dioxide as a commodity. For Summit to claim eminent domain, it needed to establish itself as a common carrier, a status typically reserved for entities that carry goods for public use, like gasoline or natural gas. However, the court found that Summit had not fully demonstrated that the CO2 it plans to transport qualifies as a commodity. The CO2 in question would be piped from ethanol plants and sequestered underground in North Dakota with, according to the court, no apparent productive use. Justice Jeanine Kern, writing for the court, emphasized that a pipeline simply cannot declare itself a common carrier. It must genuinely serve the public. This ruling doesn't completely halt the project, but it does require Summit to build a stronger case if it hopes to proceed. The court also criticized Summit for withholding key documents from the landowners, particularly offtake agreements with ethanol plants, which are crucial for determining whether the CO2 is being transported for hire.
On the other side of the debate, Summit Carbon Solutions argues that carbon capture and sequestration projects are essential. Sabrina Zenor, a spokesperson for Summit, noted that the company remains committed to the project and believes that CCS will, quote, greatly benefit agriculture and farmers by supporting cleaner biofuels and generating tax credits for participating ethanol plants. While the ruling is a win for landowners, it also raises questions about the future of carbon capture projects. I'll be back with more after this.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Despite the recent decision from the South Dakota Supreme Court, the debate over eminent domain for carbon projects is far from over. Summit will now get the chance to present evidence again for the lower courts to rehear the eminent domain question, and the project is in varying stages of review or progress in several other Midwest states. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warmer, and a little muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and evening. Some could be strong, highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful weather ahead Friday through Labor Day, with sunshine, highs mainly in the 70s. Good news and good deals can be found at goodnewsminnesota.com. Currently at 72 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Please don't worry, cause I'm alright. See, I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams come true. They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Well, I love you more than anything in the world.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love. I got a buddy that wakes up worrying about stocks and bonds. He's up and he's down and he only smiles when the market's strong. I spend my whole week's wages at the dance on Saturday night. I won't ever grow a portfolio, but hey, that's alright. I'm gonna live, laugh, love just for today. I'm gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love. And the tin roof rattles when the rain comes down, where the wind through the pine helps me unwind while the world goes round. I got a woman that fills my heart so full that it overflows. And how it gets any better than this, brother, I don't know. I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love. And put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love. I'm gonna live, laugh, love just for today. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. I'm gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love.
Stay tomorrow. rushed, yeah. Shine it up, rev it up, and let it run, yeah. It gets a high riding off into the sun, yeah. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams.